tani dhiriyan dhiji yardara dhigin zi 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 gobe gaduli ya ta dhi dhiriyan sa shirikuwa jogum chani dhigin zi gomi dhizani ta bina nishan ki choshu kyo wang sada jitan cha zi 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 chuzi shi dhigin gama nishum sada ta chuzi shi pa mikba chi gama ta 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 chuzi shi
sarwa. So, however, you know, we spoke about the difficulty of pinpointing the amount of time and correlating to that to the actual experience of reaching the effortless state. But with respect to
analytical meditation, so
this really pertains to more analytic type of cognitive, cognitively oriented type of meditation or analytic meditations. It's very difficult to correlate. Actual experience with the time you spend. So one can only point it out from the experience of itself. But with relation to more single-pointed shamatha-type meditation, then there is a temporal process that is involved, and also kind of sensitivity to the temporal process. And also there is a recognition of a criteria by which one would judge that one has
attained. Mikdin chi ganga, chuzi shidshi datu na, eni zolun diwa tiri yore.
Nare, dagana di shine tsa tabulin be.
Ka?
Dane shine tobe.
Shine gejima da, dane shine na gejima da. Ande di, da sim tse chigbe, zolun liyan diwa taya ji yonwa la, nisha ge chukse kyung na, zidwa chuzi shi. Chuzi shi mikba chigla be, tani doya ji chungso na, lung sim jukba jibwe ne giz, kang du sim dasa tila, eni lung duyo yin. Da di, da kwa tse shigdo.
So this is a shamatha type of meditation, but in the context of Vajrayana practice, where the meditation is focused upon the flow of the energy within the
veins,
the channels, within the channels. So there is a recognition that if the yogi, the meditator, can maintain the single-pointed focus of the mind on the chosen object and sustain it for a length of 1/6 of a day, which is 4 hours, then His Holiness was saying that we heard about
two or three seconds.
So then it is said that the meditator will be able to in fact effect change, you know, through the power of shamatha at the physiological level, at the level of prana energy. So this is 4 hours. So there is a specific time mentioned.
Rustin, you have a...
Yeah, it's just independent of the shape of the curve, which can affect all these, does linearity can be gradual or punctal? So does it occur, it's flat, and then also you get a state and you jump, and you work, and then jump? Or is it actually gradual?
It's like climbing a ladder, one step at a time. Is it one step at a time?
Well, very small.
Yeah, much smoother versus steps.
Incremental. 공부를 능력이 누가 치르신다 하다. 진짜 아니 아까 우리 겨우 영태야 배신 위해서 해. 너도 저기 봐 가서. 예, 그래. 예, 공부는 심지 않고 그랬어. 아니 두진 안 하시는 이놈 룸 껴요나?
나래네.
뉴스 집에 저 터진 남자. 터진 거 가르쳐 줘야 돼.
제대로 룸 그거 이제 세르베. So at the initial stage, it will be really gradual, this smooth kind of, you know, transition. But once the meditator acquires greater and greater experience, then as a result, many other faculties of the individual practitioner gets enhanced. And because of that, there could be kind of leaps. There is, in fact, a metaphor, analogy that is given in the text, where if you walk, you know, try to go from A to B simply by walking, then, you know, there will be only a pace within which you can get there. But on the other hand, if you're going to that place on a boat, then, you know, there could be sometimes a wind that could actually push you.
The number of the dogs, which is the tailwind in the outdoor.
The same thing for aeroplanes. Although aeroplane is very fast, but if there is a tailwind, it makes
much
it faster.
I have a question about how, what techniques or methods are used for checking the level of an individual's attainment in meditation. So this description has been largely from the first-person perspective, and what I'm wondering is what checks from the community are used in order to really verify that somebody has attained a certain level of meditative realization.
There is a recognition that there could be external signs by which one can determine to a degree the level of realization of the practitioner. For example, in the text, the analogy given is that by seeing a smoke on a pass, you can infer the presence of fire, and seeing waterfowls hovering around circling at a place, you can infer the presence of possible presence of water. So similarly, whether or not the qualities of the bodhisattva can be inferred by the way in which the bodhisattva behaves and expresses himself or herself. So there are also in the text many other external signs. So there, for example, in the text, there is a list of 46 such signs of a bodhisattva who has reached a point where he is irreversible. So it's going to move forward. And these are known as the irreversible signs.
What are they?
They're
all forgotten.
Can you give us some examples?
There are various signs, for example, like you are able. For example, a lot of them have to do with we're talking about signs at a very high levels of bodhisattva realization. So one of which is no grasping of reification arises even in a dream. And even in a dream, whatever perceptions that the individual will have will relate to these dreams as dreamlike. So these are some of the signs, yeah.